Nolte, Kathy Hochul fails to reassure New York businesses Trump penalty nothing to worry about. By John Nolte on February 19, 2024. Governor Kathy Hochul, DNY, tried and failed to reassure businesses that they have nothing to worry about after a recent penalty ruling against former President Trump. During an appearance on WABC 770 AM with the Katz Roundtable's John Katzimatidis, Hochul was asked if New York businesses need to worry that if they can do that to the former president, they can do that to anybody. I think that this is really an extraordinary, unusual circumstance that the law-abiding and rule-following New Yorkers who are business people have nothing to worry about, Hochul replied, because they're very different than Donald Trump and his behavior. This after Trump did nothing wrong but was still fined $355 million and banned from conducting any business in the state of New York for 3 years. This civil fraud case was a glaring act of political persecution brought by New York State Attorney General Letitia James, who could find no victim nor any malfeasance. The claim that Trump inflated the value of his property to get bank loans was absurd on its face. The lender said Trump did nothing wrong. The loans were paid back with interest. Watch, she committed fraud. Trump blasts New York Attorney General Letitia James for election interference. Make no mistake, this was not only election interference against the leading opposition leader. It was a warning to other New York businesses they had better not stray from the Democrat Party plantation. No one with any sense should do business in New York. In this state, the rule of law has been exterminated to attack opposition leaders like Trump over nothing more than political differences. Why would anyone remain in New York with that kind of threat constantly hanging over their head? And you might think you are on the right side of political issues today. You might believe you are safe from this persecution from partisan attorneys general and judges today. But what about tomorrow? In less than a decade, Democrats went from embracing same-sex marriage to demanding men be allowed to share a locker room with your daughter and compete against her in sports. Where does the Democrat Party's madness end? How much longer can a New York businessman remain in good political standing with the left? Democrats are already looking to normalize and legalize pedophilia. And let's not forget, Democrats now compel you to prove your fealty. It is no longer enough to remain silent. You must prove your loyalty by using the correct pronouns and hanging the correct signs because, in left-wing circles, silence equals death. Hochul isn't attempting to reassure New York businesses. What she's doing is looking to sucker New York businesses into remaining and digging in further so they can be terrorized into doing the left's political bidding or be bled dry like Trump Incorporated. Ask yourself, if Trump is forced to pay that $335 million, who gets the money? No private person or corporation sued him. The state initiated this. So, who gets all that money? Big business or small business, you've been warned. For no reason other than your political beliefs. You now know that the state is willing to swoop in and ruin you, steal everything you've worked for, smear your reputation, and annihilate your livelihood. Only fools will continue to do business in New York. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.